When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We're at Gillette Stadium, and I got a little bit of concern on my preseason under 4.5 win bet, Curtis.
Yeah, not looking that great right now.
Patriots get to 3 wins. And some winnable games remain on the schedule, including this Sunday, I think.
And the Patriots last year, with God's gift as the coach, didn't get their third win until week 14, I believe. So a little bit ahead of the curve here. And You'll have the Patriots this Sunday. I think they'll be like 5-point dogs at home.
So you got Rams this week.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then Dolphins, which is winnable.
Then you got Dolphins. Then you got Colts.
Oof, 2 out of 3 is possible.
Cardinals.
You're at Arizona. Arizona's a good team.
Yeah, but Arizona's had some tough ones recently.
Right, but I mean, we have confidence after this win. We're just, hopefully we're seeing this team show up week in and week out before we can jump on that train, put two games back to back, then 3.
Well, yeah, but I mean, 2 out of 3 wins is you didn't expect it.
No. I've told you this before. The Patriots can beat anybody, but they can also lose to anybody. So it's like, until you get to that point where you're like, oh, this is a game they won't lose, which I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, but they were, like, you were thousands of times referring to them as a get-right team for their opponent. You would think that yesterday the Bears needed a get-right game.
Right.
And didn't get it against this team. So,
but that doesn't mean that they're not still a get-right team. You know, until they put it together. Because you could see a team like, we didn't think they'd lose to Jacksonville, and we didn't think they'd lose to Tennessee.
Right.
They lost both of those games, and we probably were on the set of
we didn't
like,
think they'd beat the Bengals or the Jets, and they won that.
Right, and like we're like, all right, it's going to be a tough game, but the Bears, this is a game that they can win. So I think they're still one of those teams.
I'm fascinated by, and Gerard Mayo coming up in about 10 minutes or so, but I'm fascinated when it comes to the future of Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't,
he's gonzo.
I don't know what, when you say he's gonzo, what does that mean?
I think that he is going to, at the end of the season, say, I was playing hurt all season long. I didn't want to tell anybody. And, you know, my body can't do it anymore. And he thinks that that's his out. I think that he is a narcissist, but I think that his narcissistic way is to blame everybody else around him and then just bow out. I don't see him coming back next season. I think that it's a wrap.
Wow.
I don't think he's the kind of guy who would do that in that way. I just don't. I think he has the built-in excuse, the built-in Robert Saleh excuse this season,
right.
And I think he's gonna.
But don't you think
he's gonna demand that? You know, I don't know who he wants.
He's gotten everybody he's asked for. Everybody
except for the head coach.
He
got him fired.
No, but it's still maybe not the guy he wants. That's gonna be his excuse.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be his excuse.
Yeah,
right.
If you're that type of person where people are calling you a narcissist, he's not. See, here's the problem. He's not just disappearing, right? So, Courtney, even if he does say, all right, hang it up, you don't think he's on Pat McAfee?
No, of course he is.
Right. So then there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, the way it ended, like, to end like that.
But he looks ancient, Wiggy. It's not that.
But do you think he feels ancient, or does he? Because he says he's still got plenty of juice left in him. Or does he feel like the situation around them, and the team, the coach, the defense, the guys are not?
This is so funny, because at the beginning of the season, everybody except Curtis was like, "This Jets team is so talented.
Right.
They are unbelievable. Right, they are unbelievable." So it's also not guaranteed that Aaron Rodgers shows up on another team or gets another head coach and all of a sudden is amazing again in winning games. Like,
Do you think it could get worse? Do you think he thinks this team is talented on paper, Rodgers?
Before the season, he said they were. So, yeah, he should.
He does. Do you think the reason why he feels like they're not living up to the talent was because of the head coach and everything going around?
If he thinks that, I think that he'd be wrong. I think that the reason that they're not talented is because he's a douche and the team hates him.
No. Don't think about how you believe. Do you think?
Well, you're asking me what I think.
No, I said, do you think he thinks that?
Yeah, I think he blames everybody else but himself.
Right. So he's probably blaming this season on Robert Saleh and the coaching
staff.
But
at a certain point, he was doing the same thing when he was in Green Bay.
Right.
So at a certain point, he needs to look himself in the mirror and say, wait, I might be the issue. It's not all the coaches. It's not all the people playing around me. And I know he never will, but at the end of the day.
So that's the problem. Narcissists are never going to look themselves in the mirror. He's going to sit down with Woody Johnson and say, Woody.
I think actually narcissists always look at themselves in the mirror.
Right, they do.
And give themselves a high five.
That's what happened to the actual original Greek guy.
Narcissus. Good job.
Right. Thank you, Sean.
Right, but he never.
Wasn't he looking at his image in a lake or something?
No, I think he saw a wooden shoe in the toilet.
That's getting clogged, Curtis. But yes, Greg, you're right on it. Good job.
Thank you.
Courtney's saying, look yourself in the mirror and take accountability. He'll never do that.
Yeah, he gives himself a high five.
Right. I would say this, Wiggy and everybody, I don't believe Aaron Rodgers will be on the Jets next year.
But he will be playing.
Do you think what is his value? Are there still teams that say we can win with Aaron Rodgers, or is this season so sullied how he's viewed by the way he's played and the way he's acted?
I think the thing with Rodgers is, and whether it's the Jets or somewhere else, I think it's more about at the Jets, does he sit down with Woody? Because I think he's still on the contract and saying, all right, I want you to bring in my guy.
But if you're Woody, why do you still listen to him? I mean, he's failed at every decision he's told
you
to make.
People probably still think he's top 10 quarterback.
But so you think they could deal him for like a second round, third round pick?
No, I think that they're going to keep him and say, Aaron, who should we get as head coach?
Who do you
coach?
Want?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Who do you want as your head coach?
Who do you want as your head coach?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have Davante Adams. You're going to have Garrett Wilson. So
Adams dropped a touchdown pass.
Right. You're still going to have Breece Hall. So you're still going to have talent on offense. Defensively, you got talent on paper. So they're going to sit down. I believe that Rodgers sits down with him and Woody, and they go, hey, who do you want?
Yeah.
Who should we go after? Would you mind playing for this guy? And Rodgers going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably wishes he hung him out for this year and ran for vice president with RFK Jr.
Well, he would have lost that one.
I don't know about that.
I think that he wishes he was anywhere else but on that football field.
It'll be very interesting to see, though.
I wonder do you think he plays out the string? Like, what's the point? If you are going to be on the Jets next year,
right.
I would just tell him to stay fresh for next season.
Yeah.
He got killed yesterday on a couple of those dropbacks.
He did. Yeah, it's interesting.
And then he'll use the other that as his Achilles. Like, oh, yeah, I needed like a full year to get right.
We are at Gillette Stadium, and we'll be joined in a couple minutes by Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Patriots get a good road win over the Bears. Final score 19-3. Drake May completed 15 of 25 passes for 184 yards, a touchdown. He had an interception on the day as well, and the defense had a great game. Caleb Williams was sacked 9 times on the day. After the win, Keon White talked about what we're seeing from those guys right now.
I mean, I've been saying it all year that we are a young defense forced into a lot of starting positions, and what you guys are seeing is us figuring it out. And I feel like we are becoming a more cohesive unit week to week, and I think the trajectory is on the right path and going upward.
And Monday Night Football has the Dolphins at Rams. 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And you know what? Wiggy told me I'm not a quitter. So I did throw a little three-legger on the game tonight. Just $10.
Wait,
just $10.
I thought you were done. I thought you were done.
Well, I got to give away that last 20.
Well, you can't. Listen, if you don't swing the bat, you can't hit the ball.
That is true. Yep. The Celtics beat the Bucks yesterday 113-107. Jaylen Brown was back. He played 37 minutes where he had 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. But it was Jason Tatum who led the team with a double-double, 31 points and 12 rebounds for Tatum. In the 99, we'd like to thank our active military and veterans for their service to our country with a Veterans Day special. All active military and veterans will receive a free lunch from a special menu with purchase of another entree today at all 99 restaurants. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high, sunny in the mid-60s.
All right, Jerod Mayo gets win number 3 this week as a head coach, and he will talk about that next on a Mayo Monday on WEEI.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerod Mayo on a Mayo Monday brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Land Rover of Norwood, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. And by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, you can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. And game day yesterday on the road. Creamy and delicious, Jerod Mayo.
Creamy and delicious. Shout out to Hellman's.
Yeah.
It was good to go out there and get the win. And I thought the guys really went out there and played well. You know, as a coach, sometimes it's all about just giving those guys the opportunity. And they went out there and seized that opportunity and controlled the game.
Compliment earlier this morning on this show from Boomer Esiason, who said, seemed like you guys put together the perfect game plan for this one. So.
Yeah, so, you know, shout out to the coordinators. You know, the coordinators, you know, they work hard. And I would say the position coaches, the assistant coaches, they all put a lot of hours in it. It doesn't always culminate to a win, but as I've always said, we try to get better each and every week. And that's not only for the players, but also the coaches.
Jerod, one of the things that really stood out yesterday, obviously, the ability to get to the quarterback and get sacks. But the ability to not have any off-script plays, where Caleb Williams has done a good job of that this season, but making sure there were none of those that ultimately led to big plays.
Yeah, you know, those off-script plays are always difficult to handle. And to have an athletic quarterback like Caleb, who I said this after the game, I think he's going to be a very special player in this league. But to be able to contain him and keep him in the pocket was definitely a challenge. And, you know, that was one of the targets this week, and the guys hit it.
Jerod, it did seem like Drake and Booty have become this kind of tandem. That's their connection's really growing. So for you, have you seen that during practice, or how has that grown, and where do you see that going?
I would say with all the receivers, you know, that connection continues to grow. You have to remember, it's only been, I mean, how many weeks has Drake really started? So you'll continue to see that progress amongst all those guys. But Booty's done a good job for us, and he's definitely been one of those guys that has grown from, you know, last year to this year, and it's exciting to see.
Drake has obviously taken a more of a vocal leadership role. We heard about that after the game, about addressing the team. It seems to me from afar that as Drake has assumed the leadership role in the offense, there's been less squawking by those on it.
He's addressed the team?
That's what they said on the broadcast yesterday.
They said this week he was
frustrated or, you know, or didn't think things were going the way it should have gone practice-wise and asked if he could talk to the offense. Is that not accurate reporting?
No, he said the team. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, to the offense. Yeah. Sorry, the offense itself.
Yeah.
Is there a correlation between Drake's leadership role and guys on the offense taking ownership of their specific roles without talking about others?
Yeah, they all have to be accountable, and it's you know, that's part of his evolution, and he's doing a good job.
Gerard, one of the things that we saw, obviously we saw some pressures from your second level, your linebackers, your cornerback, safeties, that type of thing. Was that something that you guys were going in with a game plan to kind of confuse Caleb Williams to, you know, have him see a lot of guys and then at times you were bringing those guys? Is that something that was part of your game plan heading into it?
100%. You know, and again, he's a very athletic guy. So our second and third level players are faster guys. In saying that, I would say our first level guys did a good job really collapsing the pocket.
Speaking of Drake, you look at the interception, just clearly didn't see Edwards there.
Did you use that napkin right there? It's hot in here. You know, when it's wintertime.
Can you give him a napkin?
Well, I use this one. I don't know if you want to put it.
Stace just said I sweat so easy.
They're bringing some in.
Don't you work out right before?
I try to. Until my body just stays hot. What's the question?
Interception. What did you see? Looking back, film, he didn't see the linebacker.
It was a bad play. It was a poor play. You got to throw that ball away and keep us going.
Back to Curtis's question with the squawking, and obviously there was a lot of guys that were talking in front of the media and saying certain things about what was going on.
You want me to do it for you?
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
You got some Bobby Brown makeup.
Let me just get that.
I mean, he's had Gronk rub his shoulders before. So.
That's nothing like he used to do to Bill. Don't worry.
Wiggy would never. But it does seem like it's quieted down. Guys aren't really talking to media or saying, you know, disagreements that are happening behind closed doors. Is that something that's come from you down, or is it just because you guys have gotten a few wins that guys have been happier? Or
I wouldn't say there were disagreements. I would say, like, all these guys are competitors and want to win games, and those are all symptoms of losing when you start to hear griping. Or gripes. Is it gripes or griping?
Griping or
both
gripes. Work. Yeah, both. Yeah. You said this week you needed to get the run game going, and it seemed like you did.
Oh, absolutely. We got the run game going, and I would say defensively we were able to control the line of scrimmage and stop them from really running the ball. I think with the average 4 yards, maybe under 4 yards a carry, I thought it was good. We handled the down guys, and I was impressed by that.
I've done a lot of critique of the offense the first half of the season. I thought yesterday first and second down were huge. You had 10 of your 14 third downs were less than 5 yards or 5 yards or less. What about the game plan from Van Pelt and how you guys were able to be more successful?
Yeah, it was all about first down. And I challenged those guys to, look, let's really focus on first down, because when you look at the game prior, it was a lot of second and 12, second and 11, second and 14, 15, 16, like all the way up to second and 20. And if we're able to stay ahead of the sticks, then that gives us a better opportunity to get in those third and three situations where, with our backs, they still have to be able to take care of the run game.
We were talking about Ramondre Stevenson earlier this morning, too. He looked awesome yesterday, and we were wondering, is it like he's gotten healthier, or is it just things have been clicking for him?
Just as in the past, when he hasn't gotten going, I would say it starts up front with the offensive line. I'm going to say the exact same thing here, where he plays well and it starts up front with the offensive line.
One of the things that you talked about are, like, you know, certain guys, you know, whether it's griping. The thing that I kind of take away, obviously I'm not in that locker room, but I look at this, especially, you know, in the wide receiver room or just in the passing game, every guy has a legitimate opportunity because there's no clear-cut number one. So if you perform and practice in games and you produce – I feel like you're going to get opportunities. Is that what the message to these guys is?
100%. It's always been about competition. Mm-hmm. I said that all the way back in training camp. It's about competition and who has that better week of practice and who has that better week in the walkthroughs and the meeting rooms, and that's what it is.
Looked like you wanted a roughing the passer call at the end of the third.
I did. But when you look at it, I mean, it probably was the better call to pick it up.
Wow!
No, but seriously, like when you're in the game, you know, I mean, that's part of it. That's part of, you know, you always ask me, what do you learn as a head coach? Well, sometimes yelling at the referee works, and most of the time they're right.
What have you learned? I mean, we're halfway into the season. Like, if you looked at things that maybe you didn't expect that you would have learned by this point.
Every week it's its own unique week. You know, I haven't had time, you know, because we haven't had a bye week, yet, and we still won't have a bye week anytime soon. I haven't had the time to take a breather and really reflect fully on what has happened up to this point in the season. But every week is its own week.
Is it hard? You know, you always hear about time management and how many other things go into this job besides coaching. Has that been tough to adapt to? I mean, travel, what the guys are doing, what this
the travel part of it. This isn't basketball. Like, I just saw, I think Golden State's on the road for like 12 days. Like, we travel one day a week, if that. And you know, a lot of these are home games, so the travel part's not it. I would say, as far as like just time management, it's all about football for me, which is exciting, and I love to do it. And I don't really look at things in time. I look at it as energy. Like, where do I want to put my energy? It's not about time. I'm going to be here until 1 in the morning, 12 o'clock at night anyway. So it's where do I focus my energy?
Yeah.
We've been talking earlier about possible games overseas. There's a game in Ireland. I guess Roger Goodell mentioned yesterday next year Patriots would be rumored about possibly playing there. Do you think there's ever a chance that the NFL would have a team based in Europe? Or do you think that could never get done?
I don't want to say never. The game is growing exponentially. The people watching the game, men, women, different countries, it's a very exciting game, and I don't want to say never.
Time now for the Hellman's Mayo Question of the Week. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. At one point, I think you guaranteed over 4 wins for this football team on this show. I know you're a goal setter. Yeah. Did you go into this season for yourself setting a goal when it came to wins?
No, for me it was to, as the season continued to progress, that we are that team that no one wants to play at the end of the season. And it was about getting better, and I knew there would be bumps along the road, and I think everyone knew that. At least inside the building, you guys probably didn't. Last time I was in here, Wiggy told me the rosters that he thought our roster was better than, and he named all, Kansas City and Cincy. And
I said Washington. And I said Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, he did say Chicago.
That, but that was going into the season, and again, like.
And you beat Chicago.
Yeah, but.
Dominant.
But if you were to go back, and this is it's funny to me at this point because I've also worked in the media where you guys have to guess on all these things. If you went back, how many more hours are you guys on the show? You should go back, look at Chicago's roster at the beginning and all how right. you felt about that roster and our roster, and just do a side by side.
And I know you're not going to say
and
it.
Just like I told you, Cap, earlier. But again, I would say we got a room full of guys, guys that want to get better, guys that are hungry, and I appreciate that.
I know you're not going to say it, but
right, so don't say it.
It's my pleasure. It took you 4 fewer weeks to get to 3 wins than it did your predecessor last year. So, well done. 3-7. Bill was 2-8. You're dominating.
Curtis is obsessed.
I know.
You can tell.
Hey, somebody's got to support the guy. I mean, everybody else here craps on Mayo all the time.
It's fine. It's fine, though. Look, it's part of the job. Like, you can crap on me, or we could be undefeated. You can still crap on me. I mean, that's part of the business.
You're ahead of the curve with the greatest coach of all time. It's a good start.
How often do you talk to Thunder?
Thunder, that's Kraft.
Yeah.
That's
every week you talk to him?
Yeah, every day.
He's every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. And he allowed, I will say this, and I've said this before, I'm appreciative of the opportunity to let me deal with the football stuff. But, look, he's managed people, he's led people, he continues to lead people. And anytime I have a question about that, about situations, it's not always unique to sports. It's about relationships. He's a great resource.
Does it feel like when you guys look ahead to the rest of the season, I mean, we have to because it's media, but for you, do you feel like you guys could be a playoff team?
Look,
7 games left?
For us, it's about week after week after week getting to 1-0. And I think if we do that, get to 1-0 every week, then we'll be able to look back and wherever we are, we are.
How do you make sure, because I think it was Keon White who said it after the game, there were some younger, got a lot of young guys on this team. How do you make sure that they, the younger players especially, focus in, like you said, it's week to week, but it's play to play, it's practice to practice. How do you make sure that they understand that and buy into that, because it's completely different than what they're used to?
Yeah, I lean heavily on the captains. And I would also say I lean heavily on guys that have played a lot. My message is always one thing to the team, but it's the captains and the leadership group on the team to really disseminate that message to the young guys and continue to be that day after day, play after play, voice for them. It's one thing to hear something from your parents. Your parents tell you not to do something. Then it's different when your brother or your sister tells you you shouldn't do it. But I do think, you know, just those multiple touch points keep them in line.
Are you looked at – it's interesting because you bring that up, and we have this conversation all the time. Even though you're a former player, do they really, like, look at that element of it? Or is it like where, all right, our coach played, but he's – the coach, you know what I'm saying? Is it that weird balance that you're trying to always kind of balance on? Do you feel like they sometimes see you as the former player, or do they always see you as like the coach, you know, where it's the always the parent, not the friend?
You know, that's a great question. It's probably I know you guys have players on this station, so that's a better question for them. What I would say as a player for me, no matter what level, I've always held the head coach and even the coordinators. It was always like a reverence there. You know what I mean? It was always like, especially, you know, there was a point in time where, you know, single parent home, you know, before my stepdad and all that stuff, my grandparents would do the best job. My grandfather would do his best job, but where the head coach almost was like a father figure, especially younger. And for all the young people listening to this, if you have a good coach, there's nothing better than that. It's not about, you know, when I see youth football, and people drawing up double reverse crack plays and like all that stuff. It's like, that's not what it's about at that level. And I say this sport definitely teaches you, you know, how to deal with adversity. It teaches you how to be able to push through. It teaches you how to ignore all the stuff going on around you. And, you know, obviously at this level right here, there's a bunch of noise. And I would say the guys in our locker room, they are younger guys, and they're also still developing as men. And I think it's very easy for us to really forget about them as people. And my message to them has always been, I care about you more as a person, and all our staff, I care about the men and women in there more as people than I do football players or chief of staff, whatever it is. Yeah.
Speaking of parents, I'm guessing your mom didn't have much to criticize this week.
my mom, it's weird. I hope, you know, once again, I'll use this platform to talk to my mom. Now we lose a game, she doesn't even call me anymore. So, madre.
So you're hoping for a phone call at least.
I am hoping for a phone call. I will say that she sends text all the time. It's you know, philosophical things or development things. And last week she talked about she sent me a text on having a beginner's mind, because the expert mind sometimes isn't as malleable, isn't as open to criticism, or as open to growing and changing. And so having that beginner's mindset, that's for the people. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good nugget right there.
Great note to end on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gerard. All right.
Thanks, all right. Hellman's Mayo.
All right. Gerard.
That's
Range our
Rover
sponsor.
Norwood.
Yeah. And we got, yes. Did you get the new Land Rover?
Hey, don't forget about Northeast Men's Health.
But did you get the new vehicle yet? Did they deliver?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
Thanks
for making that call.
I want to make sure you got that. All right. Conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. And we will be back on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday all day here at WEEI. Jones and Keith coming up. They will, I'm sure, talk with Hunter Henry momentarily. Any nuggets from Gerard Mayo that anybody got?
I felt like when he talked about how he talks to Kraft every day and Kraft lets him coach, I think it's kind of like we always have this conversation of where the power dynamic is. I think it seems like he's the coach. Elliot Wolf is
the football guy.
The football, like,
the personnel guy.
So I think that obviously helps out Mayo, like, because it's more evaluate him as a coach. Whereas Bill, we used to criticize for not putting talent around Drake. We can't really criticize Mayo about that.
I also think that he has put a gag order on the players for when they want to complain about stuff.
Like, oh, you think so?
I truly think that that's why those guys are overly positive now, and the wins definitely help. Mm-hmm. But you're saying after the loss last week that there was nothing. Like, and when Curtis brought up Drake addressing the team, and he immediately was like, addressing the team, like, what do you mean? Instead of just saying addressing the offense, I think that he has been like, guys, we got to cool it with what you want to say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it worked this week.
Yes.
I think, it's of interest. I saw somebody, one of my beloved Twitch people, say that he's being disingenuous, or they don't believe a word he said, or
about what?
Just in general. I mean, I feel like he, I feel like he's pretty transparent.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I couldn't even give you a thing that he said that would have been like, I don't even
controversial.
I feel like it's really simple. It's not easy to win, but when you win, everything takes care of itself. And this win this past week, and then you have the Titans one in between mm-hmm. the Jets game, that feels like they're building something. They haven't won consecutive games since November 20th of 2022. This is a team that would deeply need, if they win this weekend, you're talking about 3 out of 4, the season 4-7, going into the Dolphins game, who knows? But I am done with the suck for a pick type talk. No offense, Wiggy. I want
this
team.
That's going out the window, Wiggy.
Yeah, that's too late.
I want this team to improve. I want Drake May to get better. I want the defense to continue to play well. Christian Barmore may be back in the next couple weeks. He got back to practice, mm-hmm. or they talked about him getting back to practice last week, potentially soon. So I just, it was such a nice way to win against a team that you were thought to be worse than. And you looked like a much better team up and down, and it was on the road. A team that also, in the Bears, hadn't lost at home all year. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to really criticize them for. I mean, you criticize Drake May on the interception.
Yeah, but
criticize him the kick that didn't end up in the landing zone. So special teams. They got out of giving them great field position on a punt return that shouldn't have happened. I mean, I don't.
They were aggressive going into the half.
There's not a lot that they, we talked about it earlier. They still give up. They give up more yards than they probably should when it comes to the run game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to compliment him on, was the end of the half and the start of the second. That had been a bugaboo. It was one of Bill's greatest strengths, which was the double score, defer, mm-hmm. get the ball, yep. score at the end of the first half, get the ball to start the second. It helped them for 2 decades. I thought that had been a real struggle, including in Tennessee, where they would get the ball and not really know whether they're going for it or not going for it. I thought the play at the end of the first half to get the field goal, and then I thought that they started the second half well. That was something that I saw noticeable improvement when it comes to Van Pelt or Mayo, whoever you credit, because we've been killing them rightfully so about how they've ended halves and started the second. I thought they were much better.
If you want one conspiracy wormhole deep dive in a little bit of, friction, or I don't want to call it negativity because it's not. It's like when he does bring up Chicago and Washington on paper before the season
yes,
starts.
Yes, good nugget.
It's like
he wants you to know that this roster was not much when he started with it.
Bingo.
Yeah. Bing.
Or we didn't do enough in the offseason to be able for you to really say we were better on paper.
Ooh.
Come the start of camp, because in the offseason we didn't really do enough to add to be able to just say we are. When I say, well, I thought you were better on paper than Chicago and Washington, it was like, well, did you look at their roster before the season started or in the offseason?
Yeah.
So that could be a little dive down the conspiracy, hey, of Elliott.
Wiggy gets employee of the day.
Get it together up there and get me some pieces in here, because guess what? I talk to Kraft every day. Kraft lets me coach, but I need pieces to coach.
That is such a great point when he said that, because he was just proving the point that it wasn't a close matchup, that before the year we all said the Bears were a much more talented team.
Mm.
That is interesting.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. I believe Rich is here. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Good morning.
We talked to you Friday about this being a winnable football game, and it turned out to be one.
And there is egg on my face, Greg, because I was certainly wrong. I thought the Bears were better. I thought the Patriots were going to be sort of a get-right game for the Bears, because they had been on a slide. They lost 2 in a row. They're not like this wagon of a team, but neither are the Patriots. So I was definitely surprised to see how well they played.
Yeah, you never get egg on your face, though, so
you.
It has to come every so often.
Yep, that is true, and I was wrong. I was wrong about the Patriots. They look great. The Bears looked horrible. You do have to point that out, but the Patriots took advantage. I mean, they did that with Belichick for years and years and years. There'd be teams that were just inept on one spot, and they would take advantage of it. So that was kind of a throwback win.
Well, that's why we had the conversation, Rich. We, like, still don't know who this Patriots team is.
Yeah.
Because you beat a team in Chicago and you lose to a team like Tennessee and Jacksonville. And it's like, now we're all like, oh, they should be able to, you know, beat the Rams at home next week. And then
split with the Bills.
Courtney's like, you want to get a bye or no bye?
Courtney has him as a playoff team.
Can I bet? Can I bet on, like,
yeah, you can. No. Sure you can, Courtney.
Well, can I, like, can I bet, like, over 6 wins?
Yes,
for the season.
Probably, yes.
You probably can. Yeah. There's probably some sort
if
of a buy-in.
If you just took your $20 and put it on Patriots money line, which was a part of your parlay, you would have won decent money with that. What was that, Shime? If they're +6 money line, they would have been
I want to say they were like +200. Yeah.
Not bad.
Well, because I bet them in all my parlays. But.
Yeah. If you want to get ahead of it, I think they're 2-1. +195. Bet them just to win this weekend. Right. Straight up. You win 2-1.
And you probably could bet them to get to the playoffs, too. And I bet you that's a nice payout.
That would pay out handsomely.
To make the Patriots are current, or to make the playoffs, the Patriots are currently 30-1.
Ooh, that's a nice chunk of change.
Just a sprinkle on that.
All right.
Rich,
you
we were debating all day, Rich, about, or not all day, off and on, about Aaron Rodgers. Do you think he's back, and do you think he's with the Jets if he is?
I think he's probably pulls the plug. I think this probably walks away. He missed it because I know he was going to run for vice president this year, so he doesn't have that waiting for him, unfortunately. But
that darn J.D. Vance.
I know. Well, because don't you think they're gonna have another new coach, and I don't think you start that coach with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think you need a new quarterback coach combo. So yeah, they're a disaster.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a bunch of money like coming to him? So he's not just gonna leave that money on the table.
Yeah, I don't think you can play him though. You can't possibly bring him back. You gotta figure that out.
Well,
is there an opening at Newsmax or something, Curtis?
I wouldn't know. I just watch MSNBC. Maddow and Rodgers. Now that's a show I'd watch.
Rich, my thing is that Woody Johnson sits down with him and he's kind of in there for the coaching search conversation.
I don't think he can do it.
No.
He's been so bad. They've given him everything he's wanted. And I thought at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to be great. I thought he was going to bounce back. And getting Davante Adams, I'm like, all right, you got to take a last swing at it. But he's brought in all these Packer guys, and they're awful. So they need to start over as soon as they can. They fired their coach in season. They didn't even get the little boost that normally teams get when they fire their coach. They've just lost every game with the interim coach. So, no, I think he's probably done. Or you have to figure out a way to pay him or pay part of it and send him. So I don't think anybody's going to want him either is the other thing. So he's probably done.
I feel like just a couple more starts under his belt and Mac Jones is really going to be something.
He almost had that Hail Mary. I mean, if he connects on that, where he's the talk of the town today. Now, just missed. Right into the defender's hands, like in stride. You're like, oh, God. Not a great look, though, either. That the Jaguars uniform wasn't a great look, either, which I say look good, play good. And, you know, that was out of his control.
Yeah, the white helmet was a choice.
Yeah.
All right, what are you guys doing today?
Well, we are obviously going to have Christian Gonzalez on the show, part of Patriots Monday. Nice,
great interview.
Always a good interview.
Yeah.
Too talkative.
Hunter Henry as well, and just sort of reacting to this game. Jones actually did pick him on Friday. He picked the Pats. I obviously picked the Bears. So we'll get into all of that. Plus, we'll look around the NFL, some crazy finishes around the league as well. But, Greg, I heard you talking earlier about the Penguin.
Yeah, so... No spoilers.
I don't want to spoil anything, but obviously I watched last night. I won't spoil it. But what was your?
I was in on this as you know.
Yes,
I think it may have been your recommendation.
Okay,
not because of the DC comic element.
Right, that is not what you are a fan of.
The final scene last night concerns me.
Why are you concerned? I'll be concerned.
Because I feel like that element is going to be a part of the next season.
Okay.
I don't even know if a second season's been confirmed. So they're making the Batman 2, which comes out in 2026. So you got to hold tight on that. But, I mean, it's the world that they're in, and even though they focus very much on...
You guys are spoiling it.
The crime stuff. I'm not spoiling it.
I mean,
really.
I know exactly what must have happened.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying this is... I would not be worried, Greg. I think this is... If they come out with a season 2 of this, I'm sure it'll be pretty much rooted in mafia stuff.
It'll be rooted in Oz and not in the other fanciful...
fantastical comic book stuff.
You know what they're also in the process of doing? I don't know if you've seen this, Rich, on social media, but they're going to be doing a Joker series.
I saw rumors of this. I don't know if that's been confirmed. That would be incredible because you saw him at the end of the Batman. You saw just like a little sprinkle of him.
Yeah.
I also like that new Marvel movie. Is it going to be Thunder Dogs?
Thunderbolts. Thunder Buddies with Robert Kraft.
That's the Thunderbolts. It looks very good.
That's the one with the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, and the Black Widow's sister.
Yeah, that looks good. It's like the Suicide Squad, but for Marvel. That's going to be good,
Tim Dillon, who was in Joker 2, said over the weekend it was the worst film of all time.
I agree. I think it is the worst movie I've ever seen.
You agree?
Joker 2 was horrible.
Of all time? Worse than like Geely or something
Fried
like that?
Green Tomatoes.
Geely was bad. There's a movie called Fear.com during the internet boom. That was a horrible movie. But
Ernest Goes to Jail.
How dare you?
That's a good one.
Rest in peace, Jim Varney.
Sorry. You say Joker 2, worst film of all time.
Yeah, it's the worst movie I think I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's a musical. Okay. How the hell did they make it a musical?
I don't know. They were trying to go in the opposite direction
Nobody actually likes musicals.
Especially not.
That's not true. I love musicals.
Yeah, they do. Yes. I love a good musical. All right. Jones and Kiefer next. We are back tomorrow morning on a Tie Tuesday with Ty Law at 9. Thank you for your patronage.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.